This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, the podcast where we watch every Raptors game the day after they're played and break it down. And we're in the midst of doing that right now. So I'm not going to waste my time or waste anyone's time with a long intro here. I'm just going to get right into it. We got the Raptors versus the Bulls from February 19th in Toronto at the Air Canada Center. Raptors coming off a nice W and big game against the Bulls. The Bulls are only a game and a half behind them in the standings, and we need this one. This one's at home. This is the one that's going to be setting up where we are in the playoffs if we actually hang on and are able to make it to the playoffs. So I'm going to keep this one fairly brief. First quarter, DeMar DeRozan running things. The whole game, DeMar has been putting this team on his back. He has six of the team's first seven baskets, and the one that he didn't score was a beautiful assist to Jonas for a dunk from DeMar. They were all mid-range shots except one driving layup and driving reverse layup. And just taking that all-star nod to heart and really just playing like a proper all-star and acting like he deserves it and taking that pressure, and I like to see that, really jacking up those shots. And you know, when the rest of the team wasn't hitting, DeMar was keeping us in this ball game. However, the Raptors could not get a defensive rebound. The Bulls scored 18 points in the first 5 minutes, and they're not a high-scoring team. They average like 91 a game. So just our bigs were just getting clowned. I mean, the Bulls have some really good bigs. One of my favorite players in the league, Joakim Noah, is a crafty guy, and he gets his hands on the ball a lot. And just got to get used to it somehow. There's no way to stop that, really. So the Bulls take a 10-point lead going into the second quarter. They're up 31-21. So Raptors give up 31 points to a low-scoring team. No good. Second quarter, Raps fall down 15, 40-25 at one point. Just solid Bulls play. Kirk Heinrich was hurting us a bit. Boozer was hurting us. But the Raptors call a timeout, talk about it, and respond with a 14-2 run after the timeout. You know, you had at the end of that run, you had a T. Ross steal and then a dish to DeMar for a beautiful fast break dunk. Then T. Ross came down, got the and one on a mid-range jumper. And then Patrick Patterson drains a three. So Raptors were looking sharp there, and they cut the lead to three. Bulls made a couple of buckets and free throws, and they pushed the lead back up to seven going into the third. Third quarter, nothing to say about the Raptors except DeMar. Again, putting the team on his back. Just drawing fouls, driving hard to the basket. Only took a couple of mid-range shots, but nailed them. But really just trying to be aggressive and cause some chaos in the paint over in the Bulls' end. And just, what can I say? I mean, it's just a pleasure to have this guy on our team and a pleasure to have watched his career thus far. But I'm not going to say too much about the third. The Bulls held court, and they won that quarter by 1 point, and they're up 70-62 going into the fourth. And the Raptors kept pushing. We'd get it to within six, within seven, but just couldn't quite get over that hump. Until the 4:44 mark, DeMar hits a mid-range jumper curling off his screen, makes it a 5-point game, then he drains a 20-foot jumper at the 4:07 mark, and we had it down to a 3-point game. I've paused the game, and we're about to rejoin it now at the 150 mark, and it's 91-86 Chicago. And right now it's feeling like the Raptors, they were kind of stuck at 7, and they made a quick push to get under 7. The Bulls built it right back up. It feels like the Raptors are just running out of time. If we had another 5 minutes, this would be a 10-point Raptor victory. Feels like they're just surging. The momentum is all their way. So let's see if in the last 150 if they can put it together. All right, I'm ready to watch now. Here we go. All right, we're looking at a timeout. Raptors just called a timeout. And I'm just going to jump ahead. All right, Chicago ball. DJ Augustine, who just drained a three with the inbounds. Jimmy Butler drives on Amir Johnson. Almost loses it out of bounds. Saves it. Gives it to Nanoa for the 18-footer. He misses. Kyle Lowry the rebound. Raptors ball. 5-point game. 1:36 remaining. Lowry working on Augustine. Gets a screen from Hansbrough. Puts up a three. Drains it. Kyle Lowry using the screen from Tyler Hansbrough, draining a three with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. A two-point game. All right, I think I picked a good time to pause and start calling this game. Lowry, little move, spins, comes back, top of the circle. Hansbrough sets a nice screen and pretty unexpected shot. It was really early in the shot clock, still had 17, 18 to go. And Lowry, just a turnaround, not really a fadeaway, but a turnaround pull-up from three. Unusual shot. Very clutch. 91-86. Chicago Bulls stepping back onto the floor now. Looks like Tom Thibodeau has drawn up a play for them. Woo! What a ball game here. All right, jump ahead. And we got the Bulls on the sidelines ready to inbounds. Jimmy Butler on the left side and the Raptors end will inbounds. They got DJ Augustine, Kirk Heinrich, Taj Gibson, and Noah on the floor. No Boozer. Noah handling, gives it to Heinrich. Heinrich to Augustine, right wing. Dribbling, working on DeRozan, gives it to Butler. Butler, dribble drive, turn around left side. Back iron. Hansbrough the rebound. Lowry up to Jamar. Jamar pushing it. Little back down move, slows it down. Working on Butler. Needs help. Needs help, calls timeout. Very close to a travel there. Alright, Raptors call timeout. And let's see what we got. Just jumping ahead. Alright, Raptors to inbound. Salmons. From the left wing. Gives it to DeRozan, top of the circle. Working on Gibson. Step back, jumper. Air ball. Did he get blocked? I think he might have got blocked there. DeMar just put up an air ball to tie it. That was no good. Heinrich brings it across, gives it off to Jimmy Butler, and we got a foul on Hansbrough underneath on Taj Gibson. And I'm not liking the way that this is developing. And let's see, moving forward, we got Heinrich handling, crossover on Lowry, pulls up. Oh, Kyle. Kirk Heinrich drains from the left free throw line extended. That gives the Bulls a 4-point lead. 41 seconds remaining. Raptor timeout. All right, we're going to jump at big shot there by Kirk Heinrich. Nice little crossover move on Lowry at the top of the circle and drained an 18-footer. That was a big shot. Salmons inbounds to Hansbrough. Hansbrough puts it on the floor in the paint. Hook shot, no good. Amir the rebound, and one with the baby hook put back. And this is still a ball game, ladies and gentlemen. 93-91, 34.9 seconds remaining. Amir Johnson get a great rebound in traffic, fouled by Taj Gibson, and puts it in. He's about to step up to the line. Let's see if Amir Johnson can cap off this three-point play. He's going to jump forward. Amir, one dribble. Two dribbles, looking at the rim, puts it up, it's good, nothing but net. 93-92 now. Bulls with the ball, Heinrich controlling, 30 seconds to go, left circle. Dribbling to the right, to the center now, almost lost a dribble, gives it up, that was a double dribble. Dwayne Casey is furious, he thought that was a double dribble. Here's Noah now, spinning on Hansbrough, gives it off to Dunleavy. And they call a timeout with 1 second left on the shot clock. Chicago Bulls take it down to 1 second and then call a timeout. Very unusual. 12 seconds to go in the game. Dwayne Casey still upset. He thought that Heinrich double dribbled. We're getting another look at it now. And let's see. Oh my God. It was such a clear double dribble. Oh my God. Heinrich went to stop the dribble. He got two hands on it, and then he kind of bobbled it, and then just dribbled it again. How in the world do you miss that double dribble? Right in front of the official. Right in front of him. He goes to grab. Oh! Unbelievable. He's on the dribble. You can't bobble it, and then... Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible. That should just be a Raptor turnover. Now we got to work for the ball with 1 second left. On the shot clock. All right, here's Dunleavy to inbounds. They get it to Noah. Noah loses it. Shot clock violation. All right, 11 and a half seconds remaining. Raptors call timeout. Here we go, Raptors getting ready. All right, here we go. Salmons to inbounds. Gets it to DeMar. 10 seconds to go. 1-point game. Here's DeMar driving on Butler. Blocked. He is blocked by Jimmy Butler straight up from the left wing. Or was there? And then the Raptors fell. What in the hell just happened? Jimmy Butler just blocked DeMar DeRozan without even leaving his feet. Yeah, he just blocked him. DeMar tried to kind of get around him. I don't know about that. I mean, it looked like he kind of crowded him. It looked like he could have been a foul just on DeMar going up. Jeez, I don't know about that one. DeMar stopped. Jimmy Butler crowded him. DeMar thought with the contact, if he just put it up, he'd be fine. But apparently not. Thought he would get the call. Ugh. That one hurts. And now Butler's at the line. He misses the first free throw. Makes the second. DeMar with a desperation shot at the end, and we miss. Raptors lose by two. 94-92. Oh, boy. That was a tough one. I'm not really that interested in going, oh, Snoopy Dog. All right. Well, at least Snoop is back from his walk. So I'm happier about that. So that was a tough and very painful loss. DeMar with a couple of chances there at the end, and Jimmy Butler, I guess, just shut him down. And he couldn't, the last two possessions, DeMar couldn't get the ball up to the rim. I mean, it's hard to fault him. He did put the team on his back. He had 11 of 25, 32 points, 10 of 11 free throws. But those last two misses, or last two big plays by Jimmy Butler, won that game for them. Yeah, Butler had three blocks, two of them in the last minute on DeMar. All right, that's a tough one. I'm not going to go over the entire box score because I'm depressed. No fun calling a tough loss like that. So the Raptors now 29 and 25, and the Bulls move up to 28 and 25. So they're just one game behind us in the Eastern Conference. But I guess that's sports. That's NBA basketball. That's being a Raptor fan. You got to deal with those tough losses. I guess I should be happy that we were close at all anyways. All right, then. Catch you all the next Raptors game. We got Cleveland in a couple of days. Thanks for listening. Peace.